Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting sixth. The DH, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, David Sehgi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Brady Anderson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Milwaukee. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris James. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jeff Mutis. And now, play ball. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Milligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cole strikes out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berga hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown scores. Berga moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Whiten strikes out. There goes Bell. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Sehgi is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sehgi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Melvin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Melvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cole, who is chasing the ball. Devereaux reaches third base with a triple. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Ripken moves to third. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Mutis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gomez for the out. Ripken scores. Milligan moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seghe is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Seghe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Melvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melvin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson bunts towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. Melvin moves to second. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melvin moves to third. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Bell reaches second base with a double. Devereaux throws the ball into Ripken, who relays the ball to Gomez, who tags Bell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gomez. Chris James is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a fly ball into left field. Seghi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Milligan moves to second. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seghi is 0-for-2 in the game. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milligan moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Melvin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Melvin is walked intentionally. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cole is 0-for-2 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan juggles the ball. That's an error on Milligan. Hill moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive towards the mound. Milwaukee catches it and throws to first to double up Cole. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cole. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Devereaux moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 5-1, Orioles. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Milligan hits a line drive into center field. Cole picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cole. Ripken scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 6-1, Orioles. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken tags and scores. One out. It's 7-1, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a line drive into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Segui is 0-for-3 in the game. Segui hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Segui reaches second base with a double. Milligan moves to third. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Melvin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Melvin is walked intentionally. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Segui settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Anderson. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Devereaux hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hill strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Milwaukee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards first. James scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milligan for the out. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 0 for 3 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Milwaukee covering, for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Seghi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seghi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Seghi hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Melvin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whiten hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Whiten moves to third. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whiten scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Orioles. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hill moves to third. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cole is 0-for-4 in the game. Cole takes first base on ball four. Lewis moves to second. Greg Olson now pitching. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.